Now, when InSight, the spacecraft, landed on Mars in 2018, it had two primary missions. One was to deploy a seismometer to detect Martian earthquakes. That task has been achieved and is still progressing. The second objective was to use a metallic mole to dig 5 meters into Mars, then measure the heat flow from the planet. This task has not been achieved. The engineering team is persevering, there's our theme for the night, and are still hoping to get the mole to dig its way down. An Australian who helped build the heat flow probe is Mark Fittock. He told Engineers Australia in February last year a tale of perseverance in building the mole.
All right, so there was a bit of a request or suggestion as well that I talk about some of the skills that we use and that we needed to do a mission like this, so providing this experiment. Some of what I learned there was that along with the technical skills, which were certainly important, probably more important was simple coordination skills, making sure that we could get everything we needed where we needed it, and when. Yeah, bringing that all together was a much more complex task than I had expected to begin with. We had to deal with the combination of the German standards and American standards at the same time, and often either find a middle ground or follow the most strict standards. And that was certainly a big hurdle for us with such a short mission duration. The other one, which going into the space industry, the space community, which I hadn't expected but certainly realized very quickly, is that practical skills are key. There were a lot of times where things weren't going right or we needed to make changes. And we needed a team who was flexible, who could step in and make those changes and get the hardware working. And at the end, those people who could do that became the key core team members who I would turn to when we had issues with the hardware itself. One of the others, which is something for people who are looking to get into the space community, so simple science and engineering practices. It sounds so obvious, but it's something certainly that Australians are very strong with. And it's something that we go into, so myself being in Europe, we take that over there, and it's a very strong skill that we have in general. I tried to cover some of the lessons learned, having gone into the European space community. And the first one probably should have been a bit more obvious to me, but big missions are really tough. When you're talking about those launch dates within the space community, you understand beforehand that it's going to get pretty hot as you get closer and closer to delivery dates. But when you start to push up to the extra days in the week, working on weekends, taking work home at night, it certainly requires a lot of dedication. But they are tough, but they're certainly worth it as well. One of the ones that was also very important is that transferable skills are key. So we had, over the first period, we had about 3 years where we built our first flight model, before we then built the second one afterwards. But in a period of 3 years, we had to introduce people in the team who had never worked on flight missions before. We had people from all sorts of different backgrounds. But each person brings their own transferable skills into a project, and building a team with transferable skills, using them within the space community, is very important. InSight is a very good example of collaboration and cooperation. So we have a NASA mission, which has that French experiment on the right-hand side, a German experiment here on the left-hand side. There's another German experiment hiding on the other side of the lander. There's then another three NASA experiments as well. Doing a mission or doing a project like this isn't done well when it's done alone. It's always a cooperation or collaboration, and that's certainly the case in Europe as well. We're always looking to work together to get things done better. Right. So in terms of building teams and managing a team for making something like this, you can find the right people everywhere. There are lots of people with good technical skills. So we certainly... So being here in Australia, I get to mention this. I actually sat in an office with another Australian working on InSight as well during the case of a project who was a mechanical engineer for a couple of years. We had a Greek, an Italian, we had Dutch... We naturally had a few Germans as well. We had a Japanese guy. If I go further, okay, we had Americans as well, naturally, coming across from the NASA side. People from all sorts of backgrounds, both technically, but also culturally. And the last is probably the most important one, is that good teams and teams that work well together come from people who are dependable, honest, and people who can be nice to each other. So the biggest lesson that I learned from working on a mission like this is don't be a jerk. Work nicely with people.
Bringing the space show to an end with Mark Fittock, Project Manager and Systems Engineer for Exploration and Science Missions, OHP in Bremen in Germany. Yes, he is an Australian. I'm Andrew Rennie. The Space Show will be back next Wednesday. Coming up soon is Purple Haze.